And good morning. You're listening to the Latin All HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and this is Por La Mañana con Sabor. And we got a special guest in studio today coming off their brand new debut album. In the meantime, if you already know, we got the Altons in here. Welcome, y'all.
What's up?
Oh, you're all excited. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Let the people know who you are.
I'm Adriana Flores. I do vocals.
I'm Brian Ponce. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Gabriel Maldonado. I play bass.
Caitlin Moss, I play drums.
Well, thank you all for coming here. It's such an honor to have you.
Thank you know,
you
I've for been, having us, man.
Been listening to your album in the meantime, just as I'm like doing office work a lot and just kind of like, most of the time I zone out, but every time I come in, I'm like, oh yeah. You know, it's just a good work music, really.
I'm glad we could be the background music.
Yeah, to my life.
To your life, yeah.
It's funny. Now let's get started a little bit. I know the Altons kind of started like as a three-piece band, but now it's grown. And tell me how that came to be. What chain of events happened to have y'all come together?
You want to explain that, bro?
Sure. Yeah, so we started as a three-piece. We came from other bands before, and we've all kind of just been playing in the same scene. So we've all kind of just crossed paths before, and we met up Adriana and Joe first. They wanted to jam with us, and then Caitlin came along little after, so we got together. Yeah. We all dug each other, play styles, and it just worked.
That's really cool. Yeah. Now, where did the name Altons come from?
So there's this rock steady singer. His name is Alton Ellis.
Mm.
That's where we got. Yeah, that's pretty much where we got the name.
Definitely.
It represented like our vibe, like you know, our good time, good chill. You know, everything positive, real groovy style.
Definitely. Just like a unanimous choice on that name. Like even before, it was funny because I asked them if that's why they were named that.
Oh,
I
cool.
really like Alton Ellis, so it just like worked out that way. Oh, they were like, yeah. I was like, wow, you guys are sick. Like,
already, the vibes already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It just sounded cool. We went through a lot of them. There was a period where we were just sitting there throwing out names.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one came out and it was just like, oh, that sounds cool.
The Altons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah. And we looked at, we Googled it, of course.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah. There's like a Alton Village or Alton apartment homes.
So in a alternate universe could have been the Ellis too, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ellis.
The Ellis, yeah.
Damn it,
oh, next band.
Side project.
Jeez. Side project. And then, so when did you all start really playing music or doing it as a career, really? And what led you to doing that?
Well, me and Brian, we were in a band previously to this one, so we've been like pretty much right out of high school. Like we were trying to pursue something like this since we were 18, 21. Like,
okay.
Wow.
Same, like about high school. Just like doing it and working at the same time and being a student. The hustle.
Yeah. And then what really got you started playing music in general? Were your parents musically inclined, or are you the first of your family to actually play an instrument and do music?
I am. My dad and my parents were very musical lovers, I would say, just
okay.
playing music, like, even before we were born. So I think that's kind of what, like, kind of had me pursuing this without even really knowing it. Like,
my dad really loves music, so he would play all types, and, like, he can't sing well, but he loves to sing, and just, like, that drive for loving it, like, I would sing with him, and then I realized that I really liked it.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Since a young age, I've done, like, talent shows and all that stuff at school.
That's cool.
And like Latin jazz in high school. Ooh. So it was like, yeah, it was cool. I love it.
Yeah, for me, my mom kind of put all my brothers and myself in music classes. And it just, I guess I was the one that stuck to it.
Oh, did she kind of force you into it?
Yeah, she forced me to do piano when I was she told me to go.
Yeah.
When I was like 4 or 5, I learned piano and then I hated it for a little while.
It is kind of like begrudging me,
yeah.
You know, I used to do it too, and I'm like,
Yeah, it wasn't until I got to middle school where I started playing guitar, and I picked it
just
up.
Like, just loved
it. How about you, Caitlin?
Yeah, well, my mom's a musician, and my dad did actually play drums, but it was like before I was born, and I never even knew, so it was just like a coincidence that I picked up the drums.
He's like, picks up after me.
Yeah, I never had drums in the house or anything like that, like because of him. And then same as Brian, in middle school, I started playing drums. I had played violin when I was a kid, and I absolutely hated it. My mom plays the viola, and I would literally, like, kick and scream on the floor when she would try to teach me because I just hated it. But once I started playing drums, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I like this. And I've just stuck with it ever since.
That's cool. There's just something about those two-go classical instruments that you're just like, nah. So what's this first song that you got in store for us is from is your single off the album in I'll Be Around?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready to hear it. We got the Altons here on the Latin Alt HD3 with I'll Be Around.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Latinol HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and I'm joined in the studio today with the Altons. They are playing Cane tonight, September 21st, along with the Sinceres, E Arenas, and Janina de Marco. They're here in studio, and they just played I'll Be Around from their latest album, In the Meantime. Thank you for playing. That's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's really, oh my God, so much soul in that song. How did that song even come to creation?
When we were writing for the album, Joey Quinones was not here. He was also in the Sinceres. We were going back and forth in emails, and he sent me this idea for a song with that main melody or the verses. And I always had it in the back of my head, and then I wrote the second half of the song. Oh, I had the second half of the song, and I remember he sent me that. We just put the two songs together, and it worked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives me a little sense of a feeling of that song, Stand By Me, just in the sense of, like, you know, having someone there and being with somebody and having your back, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, cool. I got it.
You got it. There it is.
We made a music video to that song, too, and that's pretty much, like, the theme of the video. It's these two girlfriends, you know, like, they go to a party. One doesn't want to go, but the other does, and eventually, like, she's there to watch her back and, like, you know, be there with her through all the awkward run-ins.
It's like trying to, like, portray going to a house party in, like, East LA or Southeast LA.
That's
like,
what cool.
You go through, like, the drinking and just, like, all the friends and, like, that. Yeah.
And that's where it was actually shot, in El Sereno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so, it was, yeah, definitely. Definitely the theme of the song.
Nice. That's cool. And now you just came out with your debut album. Was there any challenges creating the album?
Yes.
A lot.
Hands down, yes.
Handful.
Oh, yeah.
What is one of the ones that you've really struggled through, and, like, what made an impact then help you grow out of all of the challenges?
I think it was getting the songs ready. We did like an extensive run of shows the year before, and it's essentially like the live set that we had for such a long time with some songs that we did, like, for the studio, in the studio. But most of the songs we were doing are just, like, the live set. We were kind of just trying to perfect them while playing them live, changing them here and there. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, getting everybody into the studio was the tough part.
Yeah, we finally
getting that all done. But we did it in pieces, and we recorded. I'll Be Around was one of the last ones we recorded.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And now it's this magnificent album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely put a lot of time into it. The money, like, it's, you know, it's not free. So that was big challenge.
We definitely this was almost completely funded by us. Like, all the shows that we played, everything that we, all the money that we made went straight into
it. And it's like saving and trying to get it.
We saved a bunch.
Yeah,
that hustle, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. But definitely, you know, we have friends of our own too who came through and helped us through it, and, you know, really, that really helped a lot.
That's cool, and it was worth it. I mean, did you see an increase in fan base after you released the album, or more attention from other people?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Spotify says there's an increase in fans.
Those numbers don't lie.
We haven't played too much because we did our show, and then Adriana had a trip to Europe booked.
Right after
like the release. So we released the album. We did the release show, which is it was great.
It was great.
We had all
our
friends come out.
At the Moroccan Lounge.
At the Moroccan, yeah.
Oh, Weapons of Mass Creation. Yeah. The Sinceres played too. So we had everybody there, and then Adriana booked it. She took off.
So now
we're finally getting back into it. And we're getting back into the groove.
The real promo tour now.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's this next song you got in store for us?
This one's called Darling Girl.
Okay. You're listening to the Latin Alt. We got the Altons here with Darling Girl.
Twist and turn.
That is The Altons with Darling Girl here on the Latin Alt HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and yes, we still got The Altons in here. Thank you for playing that
we
song.
We in the house. You're welcome. Thank you. Actually, it was funny because we haven't done like an acoustic practice in a while. So we did it last night. We're like, wow, there's a lot of different like feels by doing this with like with the acoustics. So it's offering a lot of different like, you know, vibes and elements. So I think we might start doing some more next stuff.
And then with her on the cajon.
Just killing it on the cajon.
It totally changes the vibe. I was saying like, oh, I like how it helps everything else kind of stand out a little bit more. Like I can actually hear what their lyrics are saying.
I really like to encourage artists when they come in here and just do acoustic. But most of the time, you know, it works.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah. I really love it. It gives the listeners a different experience as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Mm-hmm. Very unique experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there's this one thing I really want to talk about, that Brenton Woods performance that I saw on the Instagram.
Oh,
my God. He's... I'm just like speechless because that's amazing.
And yeah, so were too. We.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, it was...
He's legendary. He's like a big inspiration for us.
Yeah, and from the video, it just seemed like he still has so much energy.
Yeah,
oh, he did.
And the voice.
Yeah.
He's out there. He's still doing a lot of shows.
Yeah. Funny part about that video is that wasn't shown is that we were up there, and we were playing a bunch of, we were playing with the Sinceres, actually. Mm-hmm. We were playing a bunch of, like, old songs, a bunch of old soul songs. And it was Brenton Woods' manager's house. And Brenton Woods shows up, and we're playing, and they're asking him to come up. And he had us play the song first.
He's like, let's hear it.
Yeah, he had us play it first to make sure we knew it and it sounded legit.
Yeah.
So we played through the song. Yeah, he played through the song. And then he was like, okay. And he came up and we restarted the song all over.
Like testing us.
Yeah.
It
was the best.
That's
cool. Yeah, it was really cool. Like, that was an honor. And people were, like, flipping out. And we're like, dude, imagine how we feel. We're, like, dying.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, palms are sweaty.
Yeah.
It was a garage. Like, it was somewhere. Was it Whittier?
It was Whittier, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere Whittier. It was a garage, and, like, people just started pulling up, like, the neighbors, like, coming out.
And you're still nervous, even though you said you've, like, played with him before, right?
We did a show with him at La Santa. We did two nights.
We got to open for him for two nights, and that was, like, really cool, too. And, we're just as nervous, and it's, like, the nerves don't go away.
Yeah.
It's Brenton. So, like, it's, like...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you actually meet the guy, and he's actually so down-to-earth and so humble.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Very down-to-earth. And so fly. He's always dressed all sick.
Really?
Yeah, he's got some swag, man. Yeah. He's funny.
You gotta admire those OG cats, man. They know how to style him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Teach us young bloods a thing or two. So.
And now with that, what would you say your major musical influences really like came together to make the Alton sound? What would you say your top five would
man.
Be?
That's funny because we all seriously, I think, like have like pretty different takes on that.
But that, I mean, that's a good thing.
But I think it's a good thing. Yeah. And we all find common ground like with where we come from.
I mean, do you ever hate on each other's music when you're like on tour together and you're
like
driving?
Yeah. No, there's like some things that like we don't like about, I don't know.
Maybe sometimes, but there are definitely times where it's like, I would rather listen to something else.
I'm tired of Prince.
Adriana.
Prince forever.
No, we all kind of have the same musical taste. Like, we all dabble in everything.
Like, when it comes down to, like, writing and being like, oh, I see what you did there. And mm-hmm. So, like, we can name one.
My top five would be The Beatles, Alton Ellis, Sam Cooke, Brenton Woods, and... How many is that, four? Damn, I'm running out of spots, huh?
Yeah. That Jeopardy sound right here.
Choose wisely. Who else?
This is going to go down in history.
I know.
Oh, it is recorded.
Drum roll, please.
Nice. Cajon, please.
Cajon, please.
I can't choose the fifth one. I don't know.
That's really hard.
It's really hard, yeah. It's one of the toughest questions.
Like, I really,
Beatles is definitely in there, though.
Yeah.
Beatles is, like, my
Beatles best. For me, too. Like, we share love for the Beatles, for sure. Alton Ellis. I love Radiohead. I really like Prince and the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of, like, all over the place.
Oh, the Alabama Shakes are amazing.
Yeah. That's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. I've gone, like, through my 20s. I went through so many festivals and gigs. And that one, like, left me, like completely speechless.
Oh man, it took your breath away.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, at the Greek too. That place is beautiful.
Yeah.
For me, like I would say Johnny Cash definitely like changed my life. like at a point where it's just like, it's just something about his simplicity. So Johnny Cash, a metal band called Opeth, big influence. Dead Kennedys.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah,
I like them.
Like, damn, what else? I'm sorry. Now I'm getting stuck.
No,
yeah,
no worries.
Yeah. Sam Cooke. And then, yeah, Alton Ellis for sure.
Kayla. For me, it's all over the place, but I was really heavily into jazz for a long time. Actually, I was like obsessed with Charles Mingus. I don't know if you know the bass player. Mm-hmm. Have like a bunch of his albums. He's just a huge overall influence. But yeah, a lot of jazz drummers like Max Roach. From nowadays, there's this great drummer, Brian Blade. He has a group called the Fellowship Band, which kind of left me like how Adriana was talking when they were playing at Catalina's. Like I went 3 nights in a row and I've never done that with any other show. Oh, I was like, I have to go back. Yeah. I have to go back. Yeah. So, but also I love like hip hop beats, like, you know, Tribe Called Quest and the Far Side.
Classic.
And then just old like funk beats, like drummers from James Brown's band and, the Meters, stuff like that.
That's so. Like cool. 5 is so difficult.
Fun. Yeah.
I know there's so many just more, but general. Just, but even if I ask what's your main influences, like that's even harder, you're like, you know? Yeah.
You know, I just thought about it right now. If I could do a 6th one, I would say Black Sabbath. They're huge.
Oh, Black Sabbath. Misfits too?
Misfits. Oh, see, there you go. You can do 7.
We got a whole show about just them. Like, yeah. Like.
All right, let's take off the intro. Let's talk about.
Let's talk about it.
No, let's
get the coffee in here.
You know, fun fact about what Caitlin said about Farside. We actually played with Farside.
No way.
Yeah, we did.
Accidentally.
Unofficially.
How did that happen?
So if you've ever been to Newport, it was called Marty's. Marty's on Newport, and you get a lot of big names rolling through there, but. The place is actually not that big, so the stage is a good size, but like the green room, like it's very small, and we're basically all there together. We saw their sound check, they saw our sound check. We were talking to them, they're talking to us. It was technically 2 separate shows, but I guess it got double booked or on the same.
We
night.
Played the earlier show, and then they were and playing the later show. Yeah. Yeah. So they actually saw us perform. We were
that's
just like,
"That's so cool!" Yeah.
They let us hang out too after.
It's like
they
no
let us stay.
Yeah.
And we got to watch it.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got to stay.
And then we got exactly. And then we got to see them, and like we were talking to them.
Nice guys.
They're so
cool.
Really
nice.
Real cool.
They're like in so many movies. You just like hear the theme. The passing you by, and it's just like, what? I didn't know the song was in here.
Yeah, man. So
that's
huge.
Cool.
That was a cool night.
Nice. What's this next song we got in store?
Gotcha.
We got Gotcha?
We got Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Ready to get got.
All right. We are on the Latinol HD3. This is the Altons, and they gotcha.
Thank you.
tuned in to the Latin All HD3. We got the Altons in the studio, and they just played their song Gotcha from In the Meantime. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry, got loud.
Oh, no. Get as loud as you can. These are double-walled glass. It's all good. Now, where did that song come to?
That's creation. Actually, I feel like it was like kind of our first collaboration.
Yeah, that was. It was... Go ahead.
No, I just had written the song, and it's just like they kind of helped me bring it to life. So it was like really cool.
Yeah, it was like during the beginning when Adriana started coming around. The first song she sang with us was actually the cover of Summertime we did. And then...
find that on our EP.
Yeah. Look, if you look hard enough, you'll find it.
Yeah.
But,
Bandcamp.
Yeah. But yeah, she came over one time in rehearsal. She's like, I have this idea for a song. Like... She played a few tracks. She's like, it's be bluesy and everything.
Yeah.
And she showed it to us and picked up the guitar and started playing. And she started singing
it. Yeah, it just kind of came out. It felt really good. That's when I was like, oh, dude, like, we could do this. Because it's like, they understood what I was trying to say. And I'm not a musician and like trying to like mouth
yes,
to
you
them.
Are.
And, like, yeah, no, I mean, I don't play an instrument. And like, they helped me bring it to life. And it's like what I had in my head. And I was
that's
like,
awesome.
Whoa.
There you go. Yeah. Good cohesion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is vocals not an instrument?
It is. It is.
Please.
You look at a sheet of music and you still got to hit those notes.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you all for coming through. I really love the band. Love what you guys are doing.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And for those of you out there, they're playing Quince Night September 21st with The Sinceres, Arenas, and Jarina de Marco. It's going to be fun.
It's
going to
be so
at the Lodge Room.
Yeah.
Anybody gonna wear the chambelan suit?
Oh, yeah, the main chambelan suit.
I'll probably borrow my brother's. He was like a high for hire chambelan. I got pictures to prove it.
That's
come to Quince Night, be our date. You don't want to miss this lineup. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. The Altons are gonna kill it.
Thank you.
I'll be singing along in the audience right there.
Bro, we'll get you backstage.
All right.
Don't promise
anything you can't keep.
You're right. My bad.
Hold them to it.
Oh, we're allowed backstage.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get us backstage.
We don't even know yet, right?
I'd rather kick it in the audience anyway.
I know.
That's what the real part is.
With your peoples.
My peoples, yeah. Going to be going down
really
in Highland
cool.
Park.
This is cool. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is super cool. This is Adriana came here, went to school here, and Kaylin, actually. Mm-hmm. But,
oh, really?
Yep. Got my bachelor's here.
Same.
Alumni's here.
Ooh. Stay in school. Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
Well, one last question. What's in store for the Altons coming up in the next year in 2020?
Hopefully touring.
More touring?
And it's just like writing the second album.
Yeah,
so like
new album.
Get into it.
Is that already in the works?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a few things. There's a few things that we have in the works.
A few tricks up our sleeves you can't tell yet.
Can't really tell yet, but there's a bunch of cool things that we have planned out that we'll be posting and
it's like,
releasing.
Don't sleep on us.
Yeah, don't be on their Instagram constantly at the Altons. Simple.
It's gonna be a nice holiday surprise.
Ooh. I'm waiting. I already got chills. I love that. His headphones came off. He's so excited.
Sorry, I just did a backflip.
Yeah, he was so excited. Too bad we don't have video.
No way, I thought.
Oh, we do have video.
Yeah, I forgot.
You liar.
I'm a liar.
Well, thank you all. I'm looking forward to everything you're coming through with. Everyone else, you're tuned in to the Latin All HD3. We still got more music up ahead, so stick around.